So I'm going to be talking about pooled HIV RNA screening in New York City between 2008 and 2011. Presumably most people in this room are familiar with acute HIV infection, or AHI. It is a peak period of infectiousness for HIV. The symptoms, if someone is aware of any symptoms, tend to be nonspecific. Antibody is not yet detectable. Virus is detectable by nucleic acid amplification test, or NAT. And AHI is a relatively rare event. NAT testing by pooling is one way to contain testing costs. On background about the New York City STD clinic system, the city operates 9 STD clinics. Our care is free, confidential, and on a walk-in basis, and is available 6 days a week. We offer services to anyone 12 years of age and older, without regard to insurance status or immigration status. And on an annual in any given year, I guess in our recent years, we've had about 110,000 patient visits a year. Our HIV testing procedure is outlined here on this chronology. And what you can see is in 1987, we first introduced the use of conventional HIV testing, that is EIA and Western blot, with a separate informed consent. In 2003, rapid testing became our standard of HIV care. In 2007, we introduced AHI screening using a pooled NAT, or PNAT. In 2008, we did introduce a combined consent for general STD care and HIV. And in 2010, we started our targeted AHI screening. So from that chronology, I can also tell you that by December of 2009, we were screening all of our rapid HIV antibody negative patients at all 9 of our clinics using pooled NAT. And that's what I'm going to be referring to as universal testing. And from that, we identified 50 AHI cases between 2009 and 2010. We took a look at the characteristics of those cases, and the characteristics that we were able to glean really suggested that we could more strategically and economically use our pooled NAT testing. So our objective here was to maximize our yield on AHI cases detected while minimizing our costs. We used as our data sources our electronic medical records from the STD clinics, as well as our laboratory billing data, and we described AHI cases diagnosed during universal screening. From that, we developed some targeting criteria, and then we compared indicators pre- and post-targeted screening in terms of AHI case yield and in terms of cost effectiveness. This shows you what was happening when we were doing universal screening between January 1st of 2009 and May 31st of 2010. During that time, we did about 110,000, almost 111,000 HIV antibody rapid tests. Of those, 108,853 were HIV rapid antibody negative. 91,591 were subjected to pooled NAT testing, and from those, you can see that 50 were AHI positive. 0.05% positivity, or one case per 1,831 specimens. Looking at who were these 50 cases, 47 of them were males, 40 reported sex with other men, 2 reported exchange sex, and 5 had an unknown risk. There was 1 female who had sex with an HIV-positive partner, and there were 2 transgendered women. The age range was from 17 to 64 years, with a median of 26 years. 40 of these 50 individuals were persons of color, and 32 had had a previous STD diagnosis made. And let me just go back. And here we're defining an STD previous diagnosis as either from our medical record or by self-report of syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, urethritis, herpes, or genital warts. As of June 2010, we implemented targeted screening, and the criteria that we developed using what I just showed you was anybody who is rapid HIV antibody test negative on the day of visit and who had one of the following true over the last 2 months: had sex with a known HIV-positive partner, a man who had sex with men, or woman who has had sex with the man who has sex with men, or exchanged sex for money or drugs, or sex with a needle drug user, or shared injection drug works, or a victim of sexual assault. And so from June 1st, 2010 to August 31st, 2011, we did 92,555 HIV rapid antibody tests, of which 91,903 were antibody negative. 12,000 using those criteria were tested using pooled NATs. That's actually 12,527. And from that group, we found 43 AHI cases for a positivity of 0.34%, or one case per 291 specimens run. Looking at who we found, there were 42 MSM, one woman who had sex with an HIV-positive partner. Ages ranged from 19 to 49 years, with a median of 27 years. 33 were persons of color, and 28 had had a previous STD diagnosis. So this is the interesting part. If we compare universal and targeted PNAT or pooled NAT AHI screening, we're going to compare universal and targeted, universal being in this gray column and targeted being in the blue. The average pooled AHI specimens per month went from 5,700 to 770 using a targeting algorithm. Our specimens per year concomitantly went from 68,400 per year doing universal screening to 9,240 per year using targeted screening. The annual cost of pooled AHI screening went from $1.2 million, actually $1,220,256, to $164,842. That's pretty considerable. And our annual case yield went from 40 to 38. So clearly you see a big drop in the dollars, but not that big a drop in the number of cases that are found annually. So that the average cost per AHI case identified went from $30,506 per AHI case to $4,338 per AHI case when we began targeting. So that the number needed to test to find a single case of acute HIV using pooled NAT went from 1,831 to find one case of AHI to 291 to find a single case of AHI. So there are limitations of the targeting schema that we used. Targeting can potentially miss the figure up to 10% of the cases. AHI testing may shorten the window period for HIV, but it does not eliminate the window period for HIV. And cost estimates that I've presented here do not include personnel services. In addition, we did the best that we could to come up with cost estimates, but test price changed over the course of these several years. So in conclusion, STD clinics are an important source for identifying these epidemiologically important but not all that common cases of acute infection with HIV. Pooled NAT screening for acute HIV enhances HIV diagnostic yield, as I said, with rare epidemiologically important cases. And the implementation of universal screening provided the data that we used to subsequently target the screening that we were doing. Using our targeted method, we came up with a comparable annual case yield. We had a cost savings, though, of 86%. And this was really a pretty cost-effective way for us to go so that we were enabled to provide this service in a time when our budgets are being cut. This approach might be valuable in other similar high-risk settings. And I really do want to thank my co-authors, Christine Borges, who I think is here somewhere, and Preeti Patella, Sam Saviam, and Monica Sweeney. Thank you.
Thank you. About 93% of our population at the LA Gaylord Center is VMS. We have exactly the same incidence of acute HIV infection for a whole batch. determining methodology corresponds to ours. But 1 in 10 of our HIV tests is acute. So it's a highly effective and efficient means of targeting acute infections.
Thank you. It's good to know.
Other questions? Okay, thank you, Sue.
Thanks.